Good morning. I'm Arush.
I'm Pepe.
And I'm Ethan.
And this is how to make toilets better.
Let's start with a brief history of the toilet, specifically the flushable toilet. In 1596, Sir John Harrington created the first ever flushable toilet. It was comprised of a small ovular dish with a waterproofed with wax or resin. In the deepest part of the toilet, there was a hole with a small sliding valve that was actuated by a lever outside of the toilet. So basically, you pull a handle, the pipe opens, and your poop falls into the hole.
I would feel a bit questionable using that, but honestly, it's better than just pooping in the woods, isn't it?
Possibly.
I'd say so.
Anyways, the waste would then drop into a pipe and be flushed out with water into a cistern, which is basically a tank that stores water. Later on in 1775, Alexander Cumming invented the S-pipe. The S-pipe is a pipe that is shaped like the letter S and prevents foul odor from climbing back up and out of the toilet from the cistern.
Now let's talk about today's toilet. Now we can discuss on how the modern toilet in your home works. Our toilets have a 6-liter reservoir of water elevated behind the seat. The handle is used to flush on the toilet is attached to a rod that floats in the water tank. When the rod comes up and comes in contact with the valve's opening device called the flapper, water flows into two different places.
Some of the water is directed into the rim of the bowl to clean it, and the rest is flushed down a small pipe called the siphon jet that pushes the waste down into the toilet's built-in S-pipe and into the main drainage pipe for your house. The toilet is connected to the floor using bolts and a flange to prevent any odors leaking out and to keep it watertight.
This is convenient because it means that the toilet can easily be swapped out for a new kind of toilet. Some toilets today have features like heated seats, auto-closing lids, but they all fall victim to one simple problem: clogging. In this podcast, we will talk about how we can solve this problem.
Each one of us came up with an idea to make toilets better than all can be combined into one toilet.
All right, let's start with my idea, the toilet blender. Sounds really disgusting and horrific. I think it'll be a great addition to everybody's home toilet. So you know when you do like a big one and it doesn't really go down properly?
Mm-hmm.
My idea will solve that right away. We'll have two plastic blades at the hole that the start of the S-pipe, the very bottom of the toilet. That will grind it up, chop it up, and make it less viscous. I know. And make it less viscous and easier to flush down. Also makes it easier to clean because there will be no hard bits or very thick bits, I guess.
I'm speechless.
It's an idea.
No, I see where you're coming from, right? You're trying to like blend it up so it's easier to flush, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so it seems like you don't like my idea, so how about we move on to your idea?
No, I mean, your idea could actually combine nicely with my idea, because my idea is we simply make the target smaller, right? Because right now, when you poop, the poop kind of just flies off onto the sides, into the bottom, but assume we make the toilet seat, right? Let's take the toilet seat, and we make the hole smaller there. Now, at first, it might take some getting used to because we're used to so much freedom on our toilet seats. But let's be real. Nobody's thing is that large. You're not going to need that much space on your toilet seat. So therefore, we shrink the hole. Do you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but wouldn't this sacrifice some comfort for...
I mean, not really, right? Because we could just like situate the toilet seat a bit. And if we have it pointed correctly, then, boom, perfect accuracy every single time. And this would make it a lot easier to flush because you could just flush one part down.
All right, your idea seems interesting and it might
Thank
also
you.
Work.
Thank you.
But now let's move on to Ethan. Ethan, what's your idea?
I would consider a bigger hole or bigger piping.
So basically the exact opposite of Pepe.
Yeah.
I hear a contradiction. All right, continue.
So what I think of what should be done is you should make the piping bigger and have it go down a bigger hole. Yes, that will use more water, but it will have those bigger waste products go down a lot easier and smoother, so you don't have to spend even more time unclogging.
You know, actually, I think that could fit nicely with my idea, because my idea is basically just making the toilet seat smaller. It could do well with some larger pipes.
And my blender could be work as a fail-safe to make sure absolutely nothing goes wrong. So I think in today's podcast, it was a little bit disgusting. This topic is overshadowed, but I think it's one of the greatest inventions of humankind, because would you rather poop in a toilet or poop in the woods?
You know, I do like my porcelain throne.
I do too.
It's a great name. Okay, well, anyways, thank you for tuning into our very questionable podcast, and we hope to see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.